I love you, Ricky.
Like a cold water when a summer's day, I was cold water to leave that way, and no one stood in my way, and no one asked me to stay.
Live from the 1480 studios, KPHX in Phoenix, Arizona, you're listening to Breakthrough Entertainment. Hi, everyone. Welcome to the show. I'm Dave Isaac, the host, alongside Joseph J. Erdo.
Good morning.
Eric, Trisha on assignment. But actually, she will be calling in for the review of Ricky and the Flash,
which is coming up in just a few moments.
Yeah, and I saw that movie, too.
And bringing us into the show is, from Ricky and the Flash, Cold One, by Meryl Streep. Today is Breakthrough Entertainment's Ricky and the Sheep Show.
Did you say cold one? Is that like beer? Give me a cold one.
Well,
or a corpse.
A cold?
Yeah.
Corpse. What
a corpse.
Are you? Are you in October already?
Are you talking about the GOP already?
Oh my gosh.
Come on. Really?
Just the other 14.
Yeah, the other 14.
Well.
No, they're 18 or 17.
I'm not counting anymore, Dave.
But you saw the debate. But we'll get into that.
We'll
get 10 o'clock hour.
We'll get to that. And cold one. From the soundtrack of Ricky and the Flash, we're celebrating the releases of Ricky and the Flash. This is the first time we've ever celebrated two movies in one show.
I don't remember that.
Ricky and the Flash and Shaun the Sheep. Shaun the Sheep.
You said that like not bad.
Thank you.
Okay.
And so both of those movies open this week.
Yeah, and of course, if you want to head out to the movies, you got to make sure your car is up to par. Alexander's All Care Automotive Repair, 3310 East Thomas Road here in Phoenix. Give them a call at 602-956-3781. 602-956-3781 or online at alexandersautorepair.com.
Did you hear all those that applause?
Oh, yeah.
That was for, I think, both Merrill and Alexander.
No, more so Alexander's.
Oh, yeah. He's okay.
Yeah, we're Merrill's daughter. Man, they look exactly alike.
They do look alike.
Mammy?
Yeah.
Did you get
look at the noses?
We also want to give a big shout out to Kathleen, who's here today. It's really so nice to see you.
She's got a French maid outfit on. This is amazing. I wish we had a webcam in here. This would be thrilling.
We're taking this to the limit.
Wow. Eric, you are a lucky man.
Yeah.
She has talent.
I agree.
Why does she have that on today? What is it?
Because she's going to be doing the service.
Oh.
No. Put it back.
What?
All right, because
I should have dressed up.
Because we're going to debut Eric's new segment.
Yeah, I'm hungry now. Budget. What are you going to cook?
Well, and of course, it's our part of our today's show is a sheep show, right? So,
lamb. We're going to cook lamb.
What do we have?
Well, typically, the dish is made with lamb if you're doing it in Ireland, but we've made you some really awesome shepherd's pie.
Okay. Yeah.
Now, how much? Well, you'll tell us how much it all costs a little bit later, I'm sure.
Yeah.
But you're not going to break the bank.
Oh, no. This was like a very inexpensive to make.
Okay. Excellent.
And
can we see?
For six people.
Can we see you and Kathleen making this on YouTube or not yet?
Actually, I have this filmed.
Okay.
I just haven't finished editing it yet.
Okay. Excellent.
I did see something cooking. Is that sort of what we're talking about?
Yes, Dave. Yes. That is.
It looks pretty good.
Dave's a little slow here.
Yes.
Have you tried this recipe? Long ago, there's these tall gentlemen that had this thing called the Serve Man, and they turned it into a cookbook. It seemed kind of interesting. Have you tried that yet?
I don't know what you're talking about, Greg.
No?
I saw that. Yeah, I know
what you're talking
about. What's
it called?
Yeah, it's a Twilight Zone episode where aliens come down and they say this thing to serve man, so they're going to bring them up. Yeah, and then it's like that.
Yes, now I know what you're talking about.
It is one of the greatest Twilight Zone episodes ever.
That was a good one, wasn't it?
Yeah, I promise that the meat in the crock pot is not human flesh.
It's not human flesh, and it's not actually sheep, and it's not Meryl Streep either.
We don't want to kill any, cute lambs.
No.
Are little lambs veal? Is that what they're called?
Little lambs eat ivy.
What is veal?
Well, actually.
Veal is calf.
My calf?
No, cow. No, baby cow.
Oh, my. Okay.
Oh, Okay. Oh. I didn't know that.
Because I was going to say mine's a little sore.
I like veal scallopini.
Oh, you did some workouts?
I like killing baby calves so that I can eat them.
Can you cook veal scallopini?
Yes, I could do that easily.
I love that.
Maybe next time.
We've got so much on today's show. We're celebrating two movies, as we said. And we've got several other movies to talk about as well, including The Gift. Dave, did you see The Gift?
I did not see The Gift. Oh. I was waiting for a gift, but I did not get The Gift.
Well, also Dark Places and The Runner and Boulevard.
Boulevard?
Did you see Boulevard?
No.
Okay.
I know.
Boulevard is Robin Williams' final dramatic role. And in honor of that, we have on one of his former co-stars.
Yeah.
Former actress Lisa Jacob. Okay. She's now an author.
Former actress?
Well, yeah, she was a child actress. She was in...
Oh, I get it.
She,
which one?
What, Lisa
Miss
Jacob?
Doubtfire.
Yeah, Mrs. Doubtfire.
The little girl?
No. His oldest daughter.
Yeah, the older daughter, Mrs. Doubtfire.
She was good, too.
Yeah.
How old is she now?
She's probably about nice my adult age. Woman.
Yeah. Greg's age.
Well, I have a chance, then, don't I?
No.
Legally?
Oh. No, okay. All right. So we'll be having them on the show as well as a sheep farmer named Cheryl Grissett. Sheep farmers, yes.
Yeah.
But we haven't heard from Doris Markovic in a little while. Of course, she will be joining us 2 weeks. Well, she'll be joining us on today's show.
I thought she sold her firm.
Her firm? No, yeah. her firm is still firmed.
It's still firm.
It's still firm, but
how
her
do you know
farm
it's firm?
Is a former.
How about Bobby?
Her firm is firm, but her farm is former.
Farmer firm.
She used to be I didn't know this.
Farmer firm and Farmer John's sheep show.
Because I asked her if she had any political comments.
We're going to get a reputation here, Eric.
I asked her already? Yeah. I asked her if she had any legal matters that she wanted to discuss, but I told her what the theme of the day was, and turns out she was a former sheep farmer.
Really?
That explains
And
some
she's
stuff.
She's also a very avid Meryl Streep fan.
Oh, well, okay, that makes sense.
Yeah, so...
Nice.
I mean, we'll give Attorney Markovic, one kudos there. At least she sees good talent.
Let's talk a little bit about... the first film that we're celebrating today, Ricky and the Flash.
Yeah.
So I know that someone wants to get on the line as well and help us review Ricky and the Flash. But Dave, you saw Ricky and the Flash as well,
indeed.
Right? Okay, well, let me tell our listeners what it's about. Meryl Streep plays a guitar heroine who gave up everything for her dream of rock and roll stardom, but she's now returning home to make things right with her family. Her real-life daughter, Mammy Gummer...
Mammy.
I'm sorry.
I don't know a person. Al Jolson, right? Mammy. They sang Mammy.
Yeah, Mammy.
Hell, you're good at that.
There you go. Mammy Gummer.
Wow.
Gummer. Streep. All right. Anyway. She's also in this movie. The first time they've been in the same movie together. Rick Springfield, who I met when I was just a youngster.
And he did a nice job.
Yes. We'll find out. And Kevin Kline also is in this film.
Love him.
Good old Kevin Kline.
Very cool.
Yeah.
It's hard to imagine that Ricky and the Flash would have ever been greenlit if Meryl Streep were not already on board. It's a little weird watching this movie for me, Dave. She is as magnetic as usual in Ricky and the Flash. She gives a performance that demonstrates her remarkable versatility. Her singing here is somewhat less impressive. You'll hear some of it throughout the show and also some of her previous singing performances.
Sort of 60s Janis Joplin.
Kind of. It's kind of it's interesting.
So in that case, it was okay.
It's okay, yeah. It's different, but I kind of prefer some of the other, versions that you'll hear a little bit throughout today's show. Of course, Prairie Home Companion, stuff like that, Into the Woods. But her acting abilities are incomparably incredible. She does terrific in this role. The story, however, is insufficient in my opinion. It serves as little more as an unstable excuse for Streep to parade around as a guitar star. So long as that shortcoming is understood and forgiven. I forgave the fact that the story is just an excuse to have Meryl Streep do this. The experience is adequately enjoyable. I am giving Ricky and the Flash a thumbs up. Not a huge thumbs up, just a marginal thumbs up, but I did enjoy the experience. Dave?
All right. Well, Tricia, welcome.
Thank you.
Do you want to give yours? Because you're on assignment and you you are always dedicated to see these movies. Why don't you go first?
Well, okay. I don't think that it was an excuse to have her parade around like this. I think that this movie really delved into the balance between a person's individual dream and their family life and expectations. I really like this show. Meryl Streep, I think, did a phenomenal job. I think Rick Springfield and Kevin Kline and Mamie Gummer, all four of them, this ensemble cast, worked so well together. And I think that Meryl Streep, in just her manner of doing everything right and well, she learned how to play the electric guitar. She was actually singing live when they were filming while she was playing that electric guitar. Rick Springfield was so impressed with her, you know, not knowing how to play the electric guitar. And then she bloodied her own fingers as she was learning it and said, is this supposed to happen? And he's like, well, it's part of the deal, you know.
That only happens if you don't know how to play.
Well, now that's when she was learning, because she was practicing so much and building up her calluses. But anyway, it was, she really, I think she did a fantastic job. There were times in this movie where, I mean, there was laughing out loud throughout the theater. I took my parents, who are much older. My mom's 87, my dad's 91. My older brother was there, myself, and then my niece, who's 21. And everybody enjoyed the show. And people were laughing and clapping and, you know, you almost wanted to stand up and dance with some of the music that was being played. Anyway, it was fun. I think Mamie Gummer, I don't remember seeing her in many films previously, but I think that the two of them played off the estrangement so incredibly well that I give this two huge thumbs up.
Ooh, there we go. I'm the decider, aren't I?
So, well, Joseph, and Jonathan Demme did a phenomenal job.
She very good acting. Now, Joseph, we're going to have to agree to disagree because I'm giving this a breakthrough. Yes,
wow.
A breakthrough. I thought this was the most fantastic film. The two best films of the year, Southpaw, and if we have time, I'd like to make a few comments later on that. But this particular film, Ricky and the Flash, I thought the scenes, this was so unique. You know, movies have certain scenes, you go, wow, that was a great scene, and the rest is the storyline, sort of. But this had like four or five scenes in a row that could have been independent in itself, but connected and tied in. I mean, the scene with the dinner scene, Joseph was really, and Trisha was really sort of cool. The pot scene was cool. There were so many scenes pot.
You put it in plant.
A cooking pot or
a cooking pot.
No, grow like it marijuana.
Yeah, that type of scene.
Eric, we should see it.
And the scene with the current wife. I mean, these scenes were dramatic. They were funny. They were all different, and it was all connected. I thought it was most fantastic, well written, well directed, well acted too. There's no question. I think she could be up for best actress again. She's that good in this movie, I thought. There were some just great lines. This is the second time I've heard this in a movie. It's not your job for your kids to love you. It's your job to love your kids. And I thought that was an interesting line. I heard it in another movie just 2 weeks ago, and I can't.
Southpaw.
Southpaw.
That's right. I think it was in Southpaw. So
it was definitely Southpaw.
Yeah.
That was the social worker. Mm-hmm.
It was very cool. And some emotional scenes when, I won't do spoiler alerts, but there's some, this had so many different emotions to it. And Trisha, you're right. There was a lot of laughs when I saw it too. It was a very subtly funny movie. I enjoyed the timing of when they sang "Give me the beat boy to free my soul." I thought that was very, very good timing
That's
to do that.
Up.
The what?
That song is coming up.
And I thought that was really appropriate. This was I thought a really good story, and I agree, Trisha, about the balance, about your passion and. And it is about her passion. She never really got rich or famous being in the band, but she loved doing it. So big thumbs up, breakthrough, and there we go. We have three thumbs up today on this one.
Three thumbs up, yeah.
Not bad.
And again, I mean, I wasn't saying it was terrible. I mean, once again, yeah. See.
Didn't you and Trisha say two thumbs up? So that's more than three.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Well,
right.
That's technically I think two thumbs up would probably be breakthrough.
Oh, okay.
No, I mean,
yeah.
No, Trisha.
Okay.
It was very close to a breakthrough.
Okay. Excellent.
Southpaw also, in my opinion, was very close to a breakthrough. Okay. But, you know, I did want to say one more thing. That movie, Cold One, it was utilizing, you know, like have a cold one, like have a cold beer, but I'm a cold one. She wrote that after she had left her family. And it was about her and what she was going through. And remember the first time she sings it in the movie when it's acoustic.
Right.
They go, wow, I haven't heard that. You know, who wrote that? She said, I did.
Yeah, that was a good song.
And then they said, when? And it was a while ago. That was an extremely pivotal song because it told so much about her and the situation. But also to see her perform that acoustically and then later on with the full band, I thought that was amazing, and I thought she did a fantastic job, and wow, what kind of bravery for her to perform, especially the unplugged acoustic version first in this film. It was amazing.
Really cool stuff. Wow.
Well, and I also a comment from one of my colleagues, film critic Stan Robinson, member of the Phoenix Film Critics Society. He says, the high point for him on Ricky and the Flash is the journey of family reconciliation with insight on going the extra 9 yards to become whole again. So he enjoyed it as well. Again, I didn't not like it.
Yeah.
So, I mean, anytime I don't say, wow, it's fantastic, I was, you know, I'm still getting it. Exactly.
Have selective hearing.
Yeah,
goes by your body language.
Right. I'm still giving it a thumbs
NLP.
Up. Yeah.
NLP.
I'm still giving it a thumbs up, but the thumbs up was more for Meryl Streep than the movie itself.
She is fantastic.
Yes.
I agree.
Now,
Trisha, thank you so much, and we'll talk to you later.
Yes, I'll be getting there soon. Thank you.
All right. Thanks.
Now, also, we're also celebrating Shaun the Sheep this weekend. Dave, did you see Shaun the Sheep? Dave, it's been open since Wednesday.
I know. I was thinking about it.
Okay.
And,
well, that's why we have the whole budget bistro.
There you go. You almost did it again.
Greg, did you see?
I came all so close to seeing it Thursday, but I didn't. But I probably still will see it at some point, maybe even later tonight.
Well, is Mason excited about seeing Shaun the Sheep?
Yeah, he wants to. Yeah.
And you know, I'm sure that you've seen Shaun the Sheep in Wallace and Gromit. You're familiar with I'm sorry. Did
you know what was that Chicken Run that they also did?
Chicken Run is one of my favorite animated films.
Oh my God, are you kidding? It was so depressing. Weren't they all like locked up in a chicken factory where they're all going to the slaughter?
I will tell you that the Arizona Farming Association or whatever, they were very cautious. We aren't, our farmer today is not working through them, but I reached out to them and they didn't want to work with us because they thought that the farmer was the bad guy and all that stuff. But this is a very different take. This is very different than Chicken Run. When a sheep named Shaun decides to take...
Don't say that too quick.
I know. When a sheep named Shaun decides to take the day off and have some fun, he gets a little more action than he bargained for. A mix-up with the farmer, a caravan, and a very steep hill lead him and his flock to the big city, and it's up to Shaun to return everyone safely to the green grass of home. It's a very simple plot. Of course, you know, the farmer goes to the big city accidentally, you know, it's all because they're just having fun. They want to like party on the farm, and the farmer ends up in the big city. They have to go and find him
because they push his trailer down the hill.
Exactly. They push his trailer down the hill. He gets like a concussion, doesn't remember who he is. He becomes this hairstylist and starts cutting everyone's hair like sheep, of course, because they're good with the shears, right?
Cutting sheep. I've never seen a sheep cut.
The sheep
Never
farmer.
It's all the rage, Dave.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, yes, Mason is going to absolutely love this movie, and I think, Greg, you will as well. It's an extraordinary, simple movie. It features a straightforward story and absolutely no dialogue whatsoever. I love when movies do this. It's so unique.
No dialogue?
No dialogue in the movie.
They go, meh.
Well,
not bad.
Okay. Do you speak sheep?
Of course.
Yeah.
Okay.
Look,
well,
Eric
what
and I will
mean?
Speak sheep. Oh, Kathleen's so pretty.
Wow. Okay. Well, anyway.
Kathleen's speaking sheep, too.
She is?
Well, that.
Yeah, there, that was good.
That was good.
That was really good. Yeah. Actually, I like
it. Was accurate. That approach may be a bit counterintuitive in an age when animated adventures are predominantly populated with clever quips and elaborate narratives. I mean, it seems like every animated adventure. I mean, Greg, you've seen a lot of these with Mason. They're more interested in these, like, the sly remarks and stuff like that, right?
Yeah, like, you know, quick one-liners.
Trying to get the adults on board with these things that go
which
over the kids'
usually
heads.
I do like.
Yeah, and yeah. I like that, too. There's nothing wrong with that. However, without having to worry about the superficial aspects that, you know, that is, the writers and directors here, their resources are freed up so that they can instead focus on delivering incomparable creativity, which they undoubtedly do. The end result is a charming, heartwarming, exciting, and a hilarious movie that will delight audiences of all ages as the best animated adventure of the year. This is a breakthrough.
Ooh, oh, nice. My God. Really? Excellent. We got two breakthroughs today.
Yes. And, you know, so I can't wait for you to tell us probably next week what you thought of it, Greg.
Absolutely. You know, I've seen a lot of people say that now with this. And I think even on another site, RT, like 99?
It's 99%. Yeah, there's one person like who didn't like it. And they're...
So you're back on the site?
No. Not. No.
Even though you liked it, you wrote you didn't on there.
Right. No, there was
no they don't like Joseph.
No, there's one
saving
person.
Saving
Christmas, I know. But one person didn't like it, and I forget their reasoning for not liking it.
Bad.
I don't even remember. I was researching that and the gift. I'll mention something a little bit later about the gift as well, because there's one person who's against the grain with that one as well.
The only thing with Shaun the Sheep, I noticed at least Wednesday night when it first opened, it made under a mil, like the first day or so.
It's a smaller release. It's already been released in the UK.
Okay.
It's huge over there.
That's where it's from.
But this is great because, you know, you don't have to put up with the British voices and all that stuff.
Oh, there's no British voices?
There's no British voices.
Looking at the cast members, I've never heard of one of them.
Well, because they don't talk. There's no talking.
It's you've never heard of
to say anything other than eh.
Yeah, there's that, and then the farmer goes, ooh, ooh.
You've never heard of Omid Djalali?
No, I saw his name in there, though.
Oh, he's fantastic. You haven't seen his face?
No, there was no
Trumper.
Pictures of any of them. That's how I know
Trumper.
That they're unknowns.
Yeah, go to IMDb.
Oh, Trumper.
That's
he's
probably the
guy.
First time they've ever been in IMDb, all of them.
No, this guy's from The Mummy. He's a little chubby guy that tries to proposition Rachel Weisz at the beginning.
It's been a while since I've seen The Mummy.
Yeah, wow. Good stuff.
Well, two movies that we're celebrating today. Ricky and the Flash got a breakthrough from Dave. And Shaun the Sheep got a breakthrough from me, so check them both out.
Was it Dave that had the breakthrough or Trisha?
She had close to breakthrough. Two breakthroughs.
Right.
I mean, two thumbs up for her.
Yeah. And I said Ricky in the Flash was good. I'm giving it a thumbs up, but Shaun the Sheep just blew me away. If you're an adult, if you're a kid, you're going to love this movie, and you know your kids are going to want little stuffed sheep after seeing this movie.
Wow, really?
Yeah, this is.
Did you when you fell asleep when you were a kid? Did you count sheep? Remember?
I did. It doesn't work that well.
No, it doesn't.
You have to count something else.
Oh, Eric, you counted sheep?
Look at Dave. There's sheep right in front of you.
There is where. Oh,
those
shoot.
Little guys.
You're right.
What
look at
these
that.
These things like this.
Where'd you get these?
It's part of the dinner ambiance we were about to prepare.
Oh, that's right why now. There's a lamp. We're going to have a candlelight dinner.
Yes.
Oh, gosh. Mm. See, this is why you should have saw Shaun the Sheep.
Well, we wanted to bring candles, but we didn't want wax and fire.
Yeah, but this is good. This is a nice lamp.
And
yeah, very cool.
And, you know, even though it's a little humid out today, it still feels like summer. Tim Wheeler is going to take us out of this segment.
Tim Wheeler with
the song from Shaun the Sheep. Feels like summer. It opens the movie. It closes the movie. You get to see Sean grow up with the farmer. Very touching. Extremely, extremely touching.
How do we know his name is Sean if he doesn't talk?
Well, because the farmer named him.
The farmer talks?
Yeah, just like I named... Well, no, he doesn't talk.
I understand where Greg's coming from. It's like if nobody says his name, how do you know that's his name?
Yeah.
Marketing department. I think it was a marketing department that did it.
It's sh and sh.
I think Sean it should have been Shep sheep. The Sheep.
Sean Sheep.
Shep, no, I don't like that.
They're spelled the same.
One less letter.
They're spelled the same in South Carolina. That's what I'm thinking. All right, and this is our own Joseph singing Price on the Sheep,
song,
I think.
Actually.
Oh, it is a good song. And this is Breakthrough Entertainment Live, 1480 AM KTHX in Phoenix, Arizona. We'll be right back.
Pure as paradise, coming into view.